Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio in downtown Tempe, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm your host, Karen Nowicki, and today we're going to do exactly that. I have the fortunate opportunity to be connecting with Wes Lensey, and he is the Executive Vice President for the Western Region for Regis. He's been with the company since 2007, and I know we're going to have a fantastic conversation about all things office space, co-work space, and everything in between. Good morning, Wes. Happy to have you.
Good morning, Karen. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So kick it off for our listeners. I don't know who doesn't know who or what Regis is, but in case there's somebody out there, tell us who Regis is and what you're up to.
Certainly. Well, Regis is the world's largest provider of flexible space. And we started back in 1989 in Europe and have expanded to over 1,100 locations here in North America and 3,000 locations worldwide. Biggest part of our strategy, Karen, is just being flexible. So customers can sign up for a day, a week, a month, multiple years, and not have to worry about paying for space that they're not using.
I love it. It reminds me of my first experience with Regis many, many years ago. I'm going to guess maybe early 2000. I was a new business traveler and needed to have a workspace at the airport, right? And in between flights, you guys, I think that was Regis, right?
Yes. Yeah, but very much. That's how a lot of businesses utilize us, is when they're traveling around conducting business and need a professional environment to touch down into for a short period of time, utilize possibly one of our meeting rooms to meet with customers or any one of our business machines that we have in the center to print and bind documents or prepare them for the next meeting, possibly send a courier, you know, as far as getting documents to where they need to go. And for a small fee, they touch down, they move on, get your flight, and you can touch down on the other side as well, depending on where you're going. And again, meet with customers or utilize any one of our private offices. You could use our business lounge, connect to the Wi-Fi, and take it from there.
Yeah, I remember I had transitioned from my career in education as an administrator and then was in corporate. So traveling for me was new, and I was just blown away with this extension of my office wherever I was going from airport to airport through Regis. And I've been a fan ever since. So you mentioned that the workspace is flexible. I think we've got a couple different generations going here between like the offices that I'm used to, more corporate, more closed. And then now the newer generation prefers these open workspaces, more collaborative in nature. Can you speak to that and how Regis is showing up to fit both expectations?
Yes, absolutely. So in our centers, we have the front of office, if you will, when you enter into our centers, and you have the reception area, which is a dedicated reception area. Some customers choose for us to answer their phone calls and transfer them to them wherever they may be. On the other hand, you have a very open area where you can sit down and rub shoulders or elbows, if you will, with like-minded individuals that are doing the same thing and trying to just start up their business, move their business forward, and in some cases, try and find someone that would complement their new business. You know, lots of customers require a lawyer, and lawyers are in our centers, and you can find one very easily, and it may suit your business needs, and you don't have to go around and look around and go visit other places to find a person that could help you move your business forward. So in the front of house, you got that flexibility to be out there with that group. Now, if you choose to have a private office, that's in the back of house, if you will, and you can have a private office, locking door, and conduct your business back there. And the beauty and the flexibility about it is that if you want to, you can still come out to the open area and talk and interact with individuals out there that maybe, again, can help support your business. So we offer a wide variety of services to handle the kind of the new startup companies, the mature businesses, businesses that are 2 to 3 years old that are running, and no problem in accommodating all different aspects.
Right. I know the Regis location that our Phoenix Business Radio studio is located in, most of the people in this space are independent business owners with anywhere from just one employee to maybe 5 or 6. And then recently we had a company move in with some of the extra space. And I think there's 80 people with that particular company. And they're just a small section of that larger corporation. So you really do, Regis caters to any size business. And of course, this flexible workspace all over the world for that matter.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll speak specifically to what you experienced there. And that's a company that they're moving out of their current space for the 80 people that you're speaking to. And they're moving out of that space at the end of the year completely, and then relocating to a new office facility, but it's going to take a year to build it out. Mm-hmm. So they will be with us expanding and contracting 80 to 100 people through a period of a year. And then once their new beautiful space is ready in 2019, then they will leave our space and move into their permanent home. And that happens a lot with our spaces that are available, where companies are doing that so that they can build out the proper space for themselves. And then they have a place to go. So we can accommodate, in a lot of cases, you know, up to 200 people in some of our centers, and allow the companies that flexibility so that they don't have to house them somewhere else, go out and buy furniture and do all that painful stuff. They could just simply sign a contract with us, and we provide everything for them, and they move the people in.
It is. It's a fantastic.
And also,
yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. And also, that's not just in the U.S. I mean, that happens worldwide for us as well. The companies migrating across the pond, if you will, and starting up their business, they could very easily, if you're a European based company, you could have a presence in the U.S. You could open up one office in L.A., one office in Seattle. You can hit Boston and Manhattan, and all the way down to Miami with 5 locations, and you can be up and running in 2 days.
Easily. How is this different for traditional real estate than for a business that would typically own the building and own the property?
Yeah, that's a great question, Karen. And that's what we, you know, that's where we lead with when we're meeting with companies, and large companies and small companies. We have to get the word out there that in a traditional lease environment, companies, our studies show 70% of companies are paying for space that they don't need. And when they come, when we pitch our portfolio and the things that we can do, we get it right as far as we just pay for the space that your people are going to sit in. You don't need to take on an extra 10,000 square feet in hopes that you're going to expand into that someday and sit on it for 5 years. As an example, in a 10-year head lease, because there's nothing you can do. And you got to keep that space available, you pay for it, and in our environment, you don't. So if you have 20 people and you need 20 desks, we'll get you 20 desks. And if for some reason that you need 40 desks for a two-month period, we'll get you 40 desks for a two-month period, and then you give back 20 when you're done with that contract or project. So you're never, in our environment, in our 3,000 locations around the world, you're never paying for space that you don't need. And that's a big, big drag on companies' balance sheets right now. And that's what we need to get the word out and let customers know, potential customers know, that we're here to service that side of the business for you. And you don't, and the other thing is, and you know this, Karen, when you're running your own space, you got to take care of everything. HVAC doesn't work, you got to go through the process of bringing someone in to fix it. Your Wi-Fi is not as robust as you want to do, or you want it to be, then you have to go through and upgrade that. Mm-hmm. Something breaks, you got to phone somebody and get them in to fix it. In our environment, you don't have to do any of that. All you do, if something does happen, which very, very, very seldom things do, because we build our centers out in a very robust fashion. We have huge bandwidth pipes coming into this center. We have a great Wi-Fi system inside of our centers so that we make sure that everybody has great coverage, easy sign-on. in our environment, you don't have to worry about any of that stuff. Just come in, sit down or stand up and work.
I love it. In fact, you're helping me think of several small to medium-sized businesses, friends that I know who own their own buildings. And I've heard them time and time again, out of frustration, talk about that extra space that they thought they were going to fill with their team earlier than they are. And now they're having to sublease that space and just obviously to regain some of that money back and feel like they're utilizing that space. But that's not their primary business. So it's either dead space and open and not needed, or they are taking on this other area of their business life that really shouldn't be their focus, trying to manage that space. And when Regis, again, as you mentioned, takes care of all of that for us. One of my favorite things about my Regis space is when I have guests come into the studio, a couple things happen. When the girls up front, Jolene and Brooke, say hello to them, and my clientele, they're ultra impressed because I've got this gorgeous lobby with this beautiful kitchen, and it's modern, it's just upbeat, and my gals greet them. I call them my gals, but they're really your gals, and everybody who shares this office space. But I'm able to have this larger presence, even though I'm a small studio partner representing Business Radio X here in Arizona with the rest of my team all over the country. So I love that. My clients are always thrilled, and then I walk them back to the studio, and I always have people ask me, "Is this all Business Radio X?" And of course, the answer is no. And I always get to share that this is a Regis space and there's many different businesses. And then the third thing that I'll share with you, Wes, is that when they get into my studio, because everything that we do obviously relies on quality sound and audio and everything's done through Wi-Fi, I have to have top-notch quality. It's a little different for you and I today because we're doing this, you know, through the internet. Most of the time, my guests are here locally, but people are always impressed that I run a full-on broadcasting radio studio in a Regis location. They're always impressed, like, wow, you must really have, you know, the great Wi-Fi and the great connectivity. And the answer is we do because of you guys, and I don't have to lift a finger.
That's perfect. We should sign you up as our spokesperson, and you can start in the country for us.
Well, I love it. And my studio partners, the founders for Business Radio X, they have been in their Regis location in Sandy Springs, I think, for almost the 10 years that the studio has been around. And so when I went looking, my airport experiences way back when I started in the business world, and then most recently joining the Business Radio X team, for me, it was just a no-brainer that I would be part of Regis and know that wherever I go, I can also shift my lease with you, right? Let's talk about that for a moment. I know when I was talking to Greg, the regional manager, making the decision to land at this location, I said, when I grow, or if I want to change locations, how does that work? Can you speak to that a little bit when companies expand and they want to make that shift? Is it pretty fluid and easy to do?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a that's a big attraction to being a member with us. Is that, for example, in your case, if you find that the center that you're working out of right now or the area is not the right area for you for whatever, maybe you move, maybe your business, maybe all your employees are in a different part of Phoenix, you can simply request through Greg in this case that you want to transfer your agreement from Tempe to wherever you want to go in the portfolio, and we take care of it all on the back end and get you moved over there. Doesn't take long at all to move somebody and get them to a different center. You know, you can get it done as quickly as a day and get you up and running in that other center that you want to be at. The other piece that you spoke to was expansion, and we do that a lot with our companies because, as you know, we have startup companies, we have mature businesses. You know, we also trade with a lot of the Fortune 500 companies, and they expand and contract with us all the time. And it's great. It's a great use. I'll give you an example where companies utilize us a lot on the expansion side is they want to enter into a new market. For example, let's say you want to enter into Canada, and you can get set up in Canada with an office in the east, an office in the west, and one in central Canada, and test the market out and see how it's going to work for you for a very, very low investment. You could even start with our entry level product, which is a virtual office product for $50 a month, as an example. And now you're set up and you're going forward, and you can test the market, see how it goes, circle back. If it's going great, great. Expand into an office and take more offices as you need them, or stay the course and continue to see if that market's going to work out for you. So lots of people, lots of companies, whether they're startup or they're mature, whether they're Fortune 500 companies, utilize us in that fashion. And it really helps protect them, because the biggest cost on the P&L would be taken down a head lease. And that's a costly venture if you go into a new market and you have to take down a 10-year head lease, and then you decide it's not going to work. You're still on the hook for 10 years, whereas us, you wouldn't be on the hook at all. And you could be in as little as $50 a month as far as testing the waters, if you will.
Really important for business owners, again, regardless of how big or small and how long that business has been in existence. And I'm fascinated. I'm learning, even though I feel like I've known a lot about Regis, I'm learning even more, especially again with this company that came in, and you're just now this soft landing for them while they're waiting for their building to be built, and giving them the opportunity to have all the bells and whistles, just the top-notch care while they're here in this temporary situation.
Right. And what's really important about that, Karen, is that there's very little interruption to their work. And because they can just come on over, their desk is ready, their phone is ready, the Wi-Fi is ready with a simple login, and away they go. And company doesn't lose any productivity from those folks. As you could well imagine, if they were moved in, you know, if they had to shuffle around and work in the construction or however they would facilitate it. But in our environment, they just basically, in this case, kind of walk two blocks down the street and you're up and running and you're working.
Yeah. So, and as a third party, or not third party, but an observer, because I have a space here as well, I got to see, I knew they were coming, you know, there was kind of a fun buzz with expecting this group. And, you know, I knew when they were going to be landing here. So I thought, okay, great. So there'll be some more people to interact with. And watched your team, your Regis team, getting the rooms ready and moving furniture and taking care of that. And then that next day, you know, a couple of days later after that prep, they landed here and away they went. So it was fun to kind of just be a witness to what you're describing, and how seamless and fluid and how well done the Regis team handled that transition for this company and its people. Brilliant. I know I want to talk about your sister brand Spaces, because I'm fascinated about what Regis is doing with this brand. Can you introduce Spaces to us and tell us what you're up to?
Yeah, certainly. It's a very exciting concept for us, and the centers that will be branded Spaces. And we're opening one in the new year in downtown Phoenix at the One Ren Plaza that they're completely renovating, as you know. And the plaza itself, the landlord is adding a lot of cool stuff there. And then we're going to take it one step further with our two-floor Spaces center in that building. And it's going to be just fabulous as far as a place to work, a place to meet customers. And what it is, and what a Spaces is for us, it's a very innovative, collaborative type space. And more open concept. So you can sit at a table with a lot of like-minded individuals, potentially rub shoulders with the next Bill Gates, if you will, and be in that environment. And they're very vibrant. They exude excitement and enthusiasm. And that's the open area. And it's going to be really tied into the local, you know, Phoenix culture, Phoenix downtown. And then back of house will be your traditional, not traditional, I shouldn't say that. It'll be office space, but we utilize glass. So there'll be glass front walls, very bright colors, very bright, vibrant. And what we find in our Spaces locations is the high demand product is team space.
Yes.
So we'll have lots of team space in there, which will have, you know, you'll have your walls and your locking door and such. And then there'll be lots of desks set up inside, stand up, sit down desks where teams can get together and have that collaborative environment. And, you know, no, there'll be no traditional office inside of those locations. get back of house, but there'll be the team spaces, which that's the high demand product now.
So if I need the privacy, I've got the space, and yet I can also look through my glass window and see everybody else buzzing and humming and the connections being made. And when I'm ready to do that, I just step out my doorway and I'm in that, I'll call it co-op space. And then also have the option for team meeting rooms with whiteboards and the technology and all that. I can visualize it. And you guys have such a flair for the decor and everything you're doing there. I know that it's going to look just classy and fun and inviting and keep everybody really upbeat and focused, huh?
Exactly. We opened a spacious location a year and a half ago in Menlo Park. And it's a standalone building, two floors, and the vibe and the customers in and out, they just love it. And we also add additional items such as a beautiful patio area to be able to sit down. And there's a few ping pong tables in there, some foosball tables as well to give people a break from the daily grind, if you will, and a full service coffee bar. And those are the types of additional accoutrements we provide to that type of workforce. So really excited about the product and really excited about opening it in downtown Phoenix.
And tell us again the location and about when y'all are opening.
It'll be shortly into the new year, probably around February, and it'll be in the One Renaissance Plaza. Sorry, we call it One Ren internally.
Sure.
One Renaissance Plaza. Yeah.
Excellent. Good. We'll be definitely watching for that and looking forward to that opening. For our listeners who are new to Regis, if you haven't been to the Regis website, I encourage you to do this. It's regus.com. And I have to say, Wes, it's one of the slickest websites that I've seen. It's just so interactive. If regardless of where I'm at in my corporate life, again, I'm a solopreneur, or I'm someone handling multiple employees, multiple locations, you've got it all there for us.
Well, thank you. I'll pass that on to the team that works very, very hard on improving our website. And, you know, we get a lot of feedback from our customers. That's the one really cool thing about our business is that we're interacting with our customers all the time, as you know, with Brooke and in the center that you're at. So we get a lot of feedback and we use that feedback to help us with development of our website as an example, because customers utilize us, you know, all over the world. So they're booking online, they're booking meeting rooms online, they're booking a day office usage online. So they're always on there. And, you know, we've got 2 million members right now, Karen, and they're utilizing us all around the world on a daily basis. And we got to make sure it works. And that feedback is vital for our growth. We also get a lot of feedback from our customers on new locations. So a lot of customers say, hey, you really need a location, as an example, in Tucson, which now we have a location in Tucson, and customers are utilizing us down there. So when you go to Tucson for business out of Phoenix, you know, you don't need to work out of a hotel room or work out of a coffee shop. We have a facility down there that you could pop into and meet with your customers in a professional environment, and then, you know, make your way back to Phoenix as if that's the where you started out.
I love that. It reminds me of an example, again, prior to becoming a studio partner for Business Radio X, I was working out of my home office and had to get across town. I was in Chandler. I had to get to North Phoenix, and I knew I couldn't make it back in time for a conference call that I had. And so I got on Regis' website. I looked to see where your locations were out in the North Valley. And I booked a room, I think, for just, you know, an hour and a half, and knew that I could just slide in, get on my call, and then leave within a few minutes after my time and have everything done. And as it was, I was running late that particular day. And I walked up and I said, hey, I've got a room reserved. The receptionist could tell I was kind of hurried. She's like, can I get you some water? Let me take you back to your spot. Here's the Wi-Fi password. And I felt like I had a teammate just sitting there waiting for me. I'll never forget that experience. And as you mentioned, Tucson, it's a great reminder how easy and seamless and really how fun and how worldly I feel. Even as a small business owner, I know that I've got Regis as an extension of everything that I do.
Yeah, Karen, that's exactly right. I mean, if you once you're a member of one, you're a member of all. So you have access to all 3,000 locations. So if you're over in Europe or you're, you know, anywhere in North America and you need to sit down and hook up for work, you can just pop in as well and utilize our business lounges. So that's one thing we help our customers understand, that you don't have to book everything through the app. Of course, if you want a meeting room or you want some dedicated space for the day or half a day, sure. But our lounges are open to our 2 million members every day. And you can just pop in, you know, the traffic jam or something happens, pull off, find the Regis on your app and pull in and hook up and start working.
Fantastic. Wes, can you think of anything that we haven't thought to cover that you want to make sure we have an opportunity to let our listeners know?
I think, you know, we've covered our fundamentals, and I think the, you know, the most important product that we offer is flexibility. And I think companies just have to start to get their heads around this, because they're paying a lot of money for traditional office space. And we offer such a flexible portfolio that you can just pay for space that you need. And our entry-level products, when you're heading into new markets, as low as $50 a month to test the waters, as opposed to a full-fledged investment in a 10-year lease. I just can't do enough to get that message out there to organizations, whether they're small startups to large corporations. It's just, you just don't need to pay that extra money. And that's something that we just got to, you know, I love your enthusiasm and your excitement, and you're a great spokesperson for us. We just need everybody to just understand that, because you can save so much money and make your investors happy and board members happy and your shareholders happy.
Without sacrificing any class. Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe give that all back to your employees as a company bonus. I don't know. Just throwing it out there.
Yep. Excellent. Well, it has truly been a pleasure to get to know you, Wes. And usually I have our guests in the studio. I didn't have that opportunity today because we're speaking from different spaces. But I hope that when you are in Arizona, we'll have an opportunity to meet. And I truly am a great advocate and fan of Regis, and hope to stay with you guys for a long, long time as we grow and expand with our studios as well. So thank you again for being with us. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. Some media leans left, some leans right, but we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.